Thanks for choosing to tune in to today's installment of Power Walk Ministries. Nothing Can Stop Us is the series that Pastor Cannings has been teaching through this week from Romans chapter 8, verse 31. These are uncertain times that we live in, to be sure, but challenging us to handle our lives in a way that puts God at the center. Here's Pastor Cannings with a message titled, Live Confidently.
Who is God to you? That's where we started this week. Who is God to you? But then, how does God view himself to you? As we conclude what we've been doing this week in Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through verse 34, Romans chapter 8, verse 31 through verse 34, as we come into verse 33 through verse 34, we finalize the answer to the issue we're dealing with. Not every time that we come into the scope of, yes, I believe in God. Yes, I know he's powerful and mighty, that he'll fight for me. All these different things that we may have now come to as a result of previous teachings or the information shared this week. It doesn't necessarily mean that everybody else is going, yeah. It doesn't always mean that. Sometimes even in a marriage situation, it just makes things worse. That's why in this summary here, in Romans chapter 8, attached to this subject of, do we see God for who he is? Because he definitely knows who we are and is definitely committed to do all things for us if we just love him. Hear the groans of our heart. He'll make sure that nothing separates us from his love. Nothing. But our perspective needs to be on target, as we've talked about with many examples. Joseph stayed on target. I can't touch you. You belong to somebody else. And this is a sin against God, not against your husband, not against you, against God. I got to spend 12 years in jail, so be it. But I am going to be about God's business. We've talked about how their view of God made them experience God for who he is and made them grow to what God wants them to be and experience God in a powerful way, because God never forsook them, even though 12 years is a long time to spend in prison, especially when you're just 18 years old. No Instagram, no one phone call to make, no Facebook, no nothing. You're just in a dungeon. And you choose to be the best jailer in the midst of it. Yeah, walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Joseph chose that. And within a day, Joseph was running a country, preparing for his family to come so that he can deal with his brothers and the issue of forgiveness. You see, that's why when our view of God grows, because we stay, if God is for me, who could be against me? We believe that. And we stay in the fact that nothing can separate me from his love. We stay in the fact that all things can work together for good. And if it get to the loneliest, most difficult moment, he'll hear the groans of my heart. He says this in verse 33. He says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Who? Who can come up against David when David was walking with God? Who? He said, well, Paul got beat up 5 times, 39 lashes. He survived. Paul got stoned to death. He made it. Paul got bitten by a snake. He made it. And he wrote half the New Testament. We benefit from that. You say, well, Paul was in prison. Paul wrote 4 books in prison, 4 letters in prison that we now read. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Philemon. Prison was not negative in any way, because Paul helps to finish up writing what God wants him to write. Don't forget, God will do all things if we keep loving him, verse 28 says. We got to keep obeying him in the midst of the pressure, in the midst of the difficult times, in the midst of the hard times. We're still going to be committed to do what he says. You got many stories, Deborah, you know, many stories throughout the Bible of women who stayed the course because of God. That's why he says here, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? God is saying, since I'm for you, let him bring the issue up. Let's see what's going to happen. Since if God is for you, who could literally come against you and defeat you? Who could literally stop your plans from being productive? Who could literally stop you from achieving the objective because of your spiritual gift? Because you're a father or a mother? Because you're a parent? Because you have a marriage that's Christ in the church? Who can stop those things from happening? When you walk through the doors, like in the case of Daniel, into a job where people are the enemy, who can stop you from being productive? Who can stop you from getting the promotions? Who can stop you from coming out of lion's dens? Who? Since nobody can stop you because you line up with God, he is saying there's no one that can lay anything against God's elect, especially when I'm giving you everything because you choose to trust me. That's what he says in verse 32. I will give you all things because I'm the one chasing you, not you chasing me. Since I'm freely giving to you all things, what is going to happen to you when they lay something down before me against you? Nothing. So why are we stressing? Why are we full of fear and anxiety? Why are we running around wondering how we're going to eat when the Bible is saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Don't I feed the birds? Don't I take care of the forest better than I did Solomon? Why worry? Why stress? Seek ye first. Come after what I am striving for you to be. You see, my view of God gets bigger and bigger and bigger when I'm in a lion's den, when I'm standing before Goliath because I chose to trust him, when I'm willing to shake off a snake and keep doing what he says, when I am willing, no matter what the cost is, to serve him like a Dorcas, like an Anna who served him. Husband is gone, served him in the temple. Nasty job. There's blood everywhere, washing blood off of instruments, taking care of the priests. She did that religiously, looking for the redemption of Israel. And she is the one running around with Jesus in her hands and no one else but her, because God blessed her. She stayed there from a young age serving God. In James chapter 1, verse 12, he says, when a person chooses to walk the way I tell them to walk, no matter what they face, I will give them a crown of life. When they come to heaven, Revelation chapter 3, verse 21 to 22 says, I will let them share my throne with me, and they will reign with me, because just like I did, people beating up on me, doing things to me, doing evil against me, I must be about my Father's business. I must be about my Father's business. It looks like victory took place when I was on Calvary's cross and they were mocking me, laughing at me. But my Father resurrected me on the third day, and I now sit at the right hand of the Father. Since that happened and you are following the same pattern, you will share my throne with me. So who's these persons that could take that commitment I've made to you away from you? Nobody. Many times the problems we face in life make us get away from fixing our eyes on Christ. Fixing our eyes, and not just on knowing his word, but obeying his word. That's why he's saying, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect, those who are saved? It is God that justified. Your actions didn't make you right with God. It is his actions that make you right with him. So even if I were to fail, even if I said a wrong thing at the wrong time, if I had a bad attitude at the wrong time, he's saying, I justified you before God. He didn't say Christ here. He says, God, are you at peace with me? Chapter 5 on. I don't have any wrath towards you because I took the wrath out on Christ before Calvary's cross. I had him beaten, spit on, crown of thorns on his head. So since he took it all on and died on Calvary's cross, I got no more anger for you. And you stand before me just in a right relationship with me because Christ set everything right for you. So even if you were to do wrong, all you have to do is confess your sin. I'm faithful and just to forgive you because my righteousness, my grace is sufficient so that in your weakness I can make you strong. So even if things go wrong, you stand just before me. There's nothing I'm going to do against you to be so angry that I have to judge you like I did the nation of Israel. I'm just trying to fix you to grow spiritually. So there may be challenges that come as you learn that process, but I'm not judging you because you stand just before me. There's nothing that could separate us from his love. This we're going to say later on because I'm justified. I'm reconciled. So therefore, what could they bring up against you? If they come to you and say, well, man, I know you. God is saying, confess your sin. He's faithful and just to forgive you. We're good now. What could they do now? I know what you really like. Coming up with whatever sinful thing they could create in their head like Satan did to Job. He says, when they bring it to me, what gonna happen when you stand just? So move on. Let them talk. You can't get God to turn from me. I don't care who you think you are. That's why he says in verse 34, he says, who is he that condemneth? Is it Christ that died? Yea, rather, that is risen again? Who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us? So this is not a process where we are pressing towards the mark and mess up and say, oh, God, you're going to hurt me now. God is going, no, press towards the mark. When you sin, just don't let grace be something you take for granted, chapter 6, verse 1 through 2 says. Use the grace to keep running the race. Don't let I messed up. Don't stand around going through all of that. Just keep running because my grace is sufficient. If somebody brings an accusation, stop stressing. What could they do to you? Run this race. My perspective of God needs to stay high. Don't let situations in your life bring God down. Is God really listening to me? Does God really care? If God really cared, why he let this happen? Don't bring God down. Keep him high. When you keep him high, you're now praying to him, trusting him, because you know God will never leave you nor forsake you. You know he's listening to you because he's making intercession for you. When you keep God high, your eyes are fixed on him, and you're not looking at the problem, you're looking at him. You're working out your salvation in fear and trembling. You're walking in the truth. You'll experience the power of the Holy Spirit. That is a sword of the Spirit that could cut any bone and marrow and powerfully operate. If God is for you, why are we stressed out? Because there's no one, no situation, no circumstance, no problems that could ever stand against you. The issue is not where God has me, what his focus is for me, what his love is for me. The issue is, will I trust him? God is not interested in our perspective of him. He's interested in our heart for him so he could change that perspective so we experience his greatness. Stay focused.
Who is God to you? We pray that you'll embrace all that God offers you and that you'll walk confidently in him. And friend, if this is all new to you and you're wondering about what a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is all about, we'd love to hear from you. Contact us at 281-260-7402 or log on to powerwalkministries.org. And now here's Pastor Kennings with a special word and request.
I challenge you to make our ministry a part of your budget to become a Power Walk partner. It'll be a great thing so that we can make it through the summer as well and all the things we're still seeking to do as we press forward despite everything that is taking place in our country and in our world. God has opened up more doors for us to serve. He's now placed us in different avenues where we're now in Kenya on television. And that is a blessing. They're really giving us a really good price that can help us when we're doing missions, etc., to be in Kenya. So we pray that as God opens these doors, you're not just touching the life that you live. He's touching lives around the world. And that blesses us to do so with integrity as we serve God. And we pray that you would pray for us and also give to us. You send a gift over $25 and we will send a gift to you. I pray that you continue to let God let this ministry impact your life for his glory and his honor. Thank you so much for allowing us to serve you. God bless you.
To contact Power Walk Ministries directly, our number is 281-260-7402. That's 281-260-7402. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 920-517, Houston, Texas, 77092, or log on to powerwalkministries.org. And before we leave you, remember, Christ is at the right hand of God making intercession for us. Do you trust that he loves and cares about you? Then live confidently in him.